Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Buford moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Romano reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhal is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verhal hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a line drive towards first. Scourin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Scourin takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scourin moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Buzzard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. Grant is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for John Romano. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skourin hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater pinch hits for Ken Berry. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.